to Poplar's, I'm going to eat 4 of those pieces immediately. Immediately.
If I get the small, I'm going to eat 2 immediately. And I'm going to say, eat 2, you know, chill. Not, you know, still be sitting at the table, but like chill for a hot second, talk a little mess, and then I'm going to eat another one. So that's 3. And then I'm going to come back later.
You eat half? That, like, I say I stop, but like that's about for 15 minutes till the food settle, and then I go eat the other 2 pieces.
But that bacon cheeseburger pizza, it just be so good. Like when it be in the box, you just want to open the box and just take a bite because you just like that taste. And then like the way the crust is with the toppings, it's just like,
that's why I won't get a large because I eat that whole. I sit
there and
eat
a large. That whole, I feel thing. Like.
I will. During the course of a day, like not even half a day, it would take me to eat that.
Besides the fact that mug is probably going to be like $50, $45, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
$35.
I mean, I done told you
what I spent. Hey, it's cool. Like, as a grown person, you eating good, you want to eat good, so I understand, but that's still a ticket for a pizza. But eating that whole pizza, I feel guilty in the mud. Like, damn, I don't know, because I got to go work out, because all of that bacon, cheese, burger, pizza, bread, man. And after that, and I ain't going to lie, I'm a dessert person. I might have some dessert after that, you know?
You see, even when we go out, like when we go out to eat, man, like I eat a lot, man. Like I even when we leave, like 15 minutes later, I'm hungry.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. So we just left Olive Garden, had the whole full course meal. You drank 2 beers, everything.
I want some more. You're
still hungry. Welcome to the Breeze Cast, y'all. What's happening? Your main man DJ Cool Breeze got my main man David Ruffin in the building.
What's the word?
Back again, man. Took a couple weeks off. Yeah, but we here.
The weather, you know, the weather was kicking my ass. And
yeah, you was sick and
job shit.
Yeah, you know, life be lifing.
Yeah, life is always lifing.
Yeah, it's always lifing. But you know, the thing about it, you got to keep on going.
Well, when you hit the downs, that's when you're supposed to learn. So when you come back up, you got that lesson.
You even stronger. You even stronger. So then even when you go down again, it's not as bad, you know? Yeah. Shout out to Ric Flair, man. The real men don't stay down. They stay up. Woo! Just had to throw that out there, man. Breezecast episode 41.
41.
Yeah.
That's a lot of episodes.
Yeah, I just kept, I don't know, I'm just going to keep on going like the UFC.
So no seasons, huh?
It's 41. What up? Shout out to Coalition DJs.
I wonder how this is going to look on 141.
Shout out to Coalition DJs. I hope we on a boat or something. Shout out to Coalition DJs. I was about to say my wife with a fat ass.
We're not going to be on a boat. I'm not getting on a boat.
You know why? You used to be in the military. You familiar with boats?
I am very familiar with boats.
Yeah, you are old salt, as they say.
That's why I don't want to be on a boat. Like, it's nothing wrong.
Not even for recreation, for chilling.
It's nothing wrong with sailing, but I'm going to be sailing with a bunch of civilians. So if something happened, like, y'all ain't going to know how to do
you
shit.
I get it. All I'm going to say is this. Shout out to my brother, Mark G. We go out on the boat. And it'd be cool. Don't nobody
Can you repair the keel or the hull? If something happened, can you actually like go down there and fix it? Right. Exactly. So let's stop.
Damn.
Let's
stop. This nigga just sucked my battle.
Like, let's stop. Let's go on somewhere else.
Damn.
Let's do something else.
I get what you're saying. But I mean, like, we be safe. We won't be like
I'm not
we won't be like bullshitting or nothing. His life jacket's on the boat. We be chilling.
I'm not disputing that. But like I didn't go on pleasure cruises. Like this wasn't a pleasure cruise. I was fucking working 20 hours a goddamn day.
So when you think of boat, you think of work.
Yeah, I associate that with work. Y'all gonna be having a good time, and I'm gonna be here with this stupid ass look on my face, like I ain't been sleeping 2 days because I'm not gonna be able to sleep because I'm not used to sleeping on the boat. You don't sleep on the fucking boat.
No.
You work.
No. Yeah.
Because you want to stay afloat and people trying to kill you. So no, I'm not going to sleep.
That's crazy, man. Yeah.
Hey, man. Pirates fly. They sail right by. What you gonna do? We on a fucking civilian ship. What y'all gonna do? Huh?
We in the Detroit River. It's like it's boats everywhere in the Coast Guard.
Y'all
talking about pirates?
Yeah, but then somebody can't swim and the current is super tough. So if one of y'all fall over, it's gonna be like, hey, you know how to swim. We know. Can you? I'm gonna just be sitting there like I gotta get wet because y'all don't know how to do shit.
Hey, man. Breeze Cast episode 41.
No boats.
David Ruffin ain't taking shit.
No boats.
We ain't going on no boats.
Do a plane.
Just to recap. Hey, it ain't nothing like summertime boat culture in Detroit. Down there at the docks, women, food,
you can have just
water,
as much fun on the
boats,
beach.
Music. We gonna ride by the beach,
uh-huh.
Playing Eazy-E.
I'm gonna wave at you. Yeah, I'm gonna wave at you too. Like, hey, I know all of them.
Real Compton CDGs. Boom, 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 on the boat. Yeah, we be having a good time, man. We really be having a good time.
I'm gonna have to go check y'all out.
Yeah, you been down to the docks.
Yeah, but not when y'all go out.
We had a different we in a different, I be saying we, like it's my boat.
I mean, it's
my man. Hey, if it was a boat, hey man, that's my main man. We been out there kicking. I done drove the boat before, you know what I'm saying? I was on that bitch like, yeah. But my man down at Riverside now, so it's a different vibe, but it's still not Riverside. It's another one. He like back in the cut. Riverside is like the lit slapping one.
Hey man,
you don't know nothing about that? Down there, man, it's like, bro, it's dudes who go, who got a crib, and they live at their crib from, what, when it gets cold, and they got to take the boat out to April.
As soon as it's warm enough.
As soon as it get warm enough and it's cool, they be down there on the boat, and they live on them mugs. Shout out to the boat cats, man.
Hey, man, I'm not mad at you. Like, I like the water. I do. I just, my experiences have led me to not want to get on fucking boats no more, especially with civilians. I don't.
Damn.
Civilians are not smart.
Damn.
No offense to you, well, actually, kind of a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, because you just sat on all of us going out on the boat when we go. We just go out, hit the thing.
I mean, it's
ride,
plus,
we just be stunned. We just ride by the Renaissance and shit.
Right, like, don't be mad because, like, I got problems. Like, I'm called, like don't be mad because I got problems. Like, you be happy
said,
that you I'm get not, to go out.
He
like,
said, you do your thing. Don't let me shit on your parade.
Yeah, I'm really shit. I'm mad because I'm full of shit with this and I don't want to do it. So, like, that's what the problem
it's
is.
It's all good, man. Breeze Guys episode 41. We just went off on a nice little alcove. Went up in a little alcove and now we coming back out to the
just
to
like the
open
boat.
Waters.
No, we brought the boat through the
yeah.
Blood.
Yeah,
you
like
you
see, I did
yeah,
that.
I
yeah,
see. I see.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, man. We out here, man.
So what's going on? Just fuck that. Tell me what's going on in the world. What's
in the world, man? What you want to talk about, man? Right. Well, let's real quick, man. Before we, you know, we're gonna talk about. I got a few things. First off, let's talk about the 4-2 Doug and Friends concert. You know what I'm saying? Never mind that they spelled January wrong. Don't worry about that. We're going to pass it. 4-2 Doug, he did his thing, man. He brought out, the whole city came out. And he brought out Jeezy. He brought out Lil Durk. He brought out Yo Gotti. Glorilla. Black Youngster was up in there tweaking. Who else? Meek Mill. Everybody. You know what I'm saying? That mug was lit. And they had the Dope Boy Cash Out versus Team Eastside versus where they went back and forth with the songs. He performed, 4-2 Doug performed. It was great. The city was lit. The concert was dope. It was a real Detroit show because they had to stop the show to get all of the niggas off the stage. Because, like, you know, if I'm coming to perform, I got to bring my whole hood. And the whole hood want to come stand on the stage behind it. You know what I'm saying? Behind them. And they had to get everybody off the stage. So their performance went from like 45 minutes. To like 20 minutes.
No, I don't know. I don't, you know, I don't frequent those.
Yeah, you don't know nothing about what I'm talking about.
No, like I was gonna say, like, I mean, I know some of those
okay,
people.
Okay.
Meek Mill's 4-2 Doug, Glorilla, like I know some of those cats.
Do you know about Dope Boy Cash Out? Dope Boy Cash Out.
See, here's where we start to get to
Team Eastside.
This is where we start to get to the part. Like Detroit music, you know how like I feel about that. I'm
all right, man, I'm a coalition DJ. Don't embarrass me on here.
Look, no disrespect to anybody. Detroit has a particular sound. Everybody got their sound. Detroit sound ain't my sound, right? Like, that's it. When it comes to rap, I like lyricists. If you talking and I'm not trying to belittle anybody here, but to me, you saying ABC rap, like Eminem say, and I'm...
I will say this.
You know.
Shout out to Peasy. The other day, he was like, this dead man rap is like literally like dead, like all of this ops and sliding, like it's been it's like a undercurrent of people saying, let's get back to parties where people go to dance. Where I
have
remember,
fun.
I remember back in the day when you went to the party and people, you could leave that mug sweating.
It's
like
Friday night.
You got to go home and take a shower.
Just got paid.
Unless you're just nasty, you just get into bed and take a shower the next morning. But anyway,
or you know, you might have somebody getting in the bed
and
with
then,
you.
Yeah, y'all might just be nasty together after the party. But that's cool too. But
I subscribe to that.
Yeah, yeah. Back in that's college, but and the shit had grown. But,
I was about to say like just college, huh?
No, that's
huh,
real life. Yeah. Too. But yeah, like. And that's a good thing. Like I definitely want to do some parties like that. I'm gonna mess around, get around, start throwing my own shit, throw my own like cool ass party, like R&B type of other party. We're not playing, you know, all of that
bullshit.
Shooting the ops.
I'm sorry.
And shit.
I'm sorry. It's
yeah,
not.
It's cool.
It's not bullshit. But, I know people are sensitive nowadays when you say things, and they, you know.
But it's cool. The city did good. It looked great. Everybody came out. It was cool. Like shout out to everybody. Flex Live was DJing. He did a good job. You know, he was DJing and ran up to the stage and then was up there like, and then came back.
Of course you're going to shout the DJ.
Man, it's cool. He got his shine on. He got his shine on. You just got to remember, you know, me, I wouldn't have necessarily been running out there. You know, I would have just stayed over there and I would have turned up from over in the booth and had, you got a mic. Shoot.
Everybody don't got Mike skills like you.
I would have got him. He did his thing though. Don't get it twisted.
No, but like if we was wrestlers, you'd be like The Rock. Like, you know what I mean? You cut them promos like that, Brody. Like, I'm just saying, Brody.
Hey, thanks, man.
Hey, no problem, man. I've been watching you for a while.
Hey, this dude ignorant. He said you like The Rock. He said, what?
Cut them promos like that. Like, nigga, like they walk up to you, be like, what you say, little bitch, know your role and shut your mouth. Get out of my face.
I did a couple promos this past week. But shout out to the concert, man. The city looked great, man. Did his motherfucking thing. He brought out people that he had a concert lineup that not many people from the city could do, and nobody has done. You know what I'm saying?
If that's the thing, like especially with the other stuff that was going on last week, it's a good look for the city. So that's always a good look.
And I heard LCA still smell like weed right now.
Well, I worked at LCA. It always smelled like weed.
Right now.
Like, I don't know.
Even at the Pistons game.
It ain't a point where that shit don't smell like weed. I done had to fucking fire people on the spot for bringing weed into the place trying to smoke on the job. So, yeah, it's like that.
BreezeCast episode 41, man. Shout out to 42 Doug. Shout out to this whole city of Detroit for putting on a great show and looking great, man.
Shout out to the cats that don't smoke that weed indoors. Or at least cover it up.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, if we at LCA and it's a concert like that, I'm assuming, yeah, they're gonna be in that mug blowing. The type of music that's playing, it go together.
See, I guess some of my shit is because like I smoke cigarettes and like they keep telling me I can't. Yeah, do you that can't in all smoke squares. Where the fuck y'all can?
But
smoke
you can
at.
Blow. You can blow some weed
it's
down.
Like, it's like, what are we doing here?
Everybody
like,
being there smoking weed, and that's a skit. Everybody be smoking weed.
Right, I like my
and
shit.
And then they be like, "Hey, you get out of here." You'd be like, "Put that shit out, and get out."
Like you polluting the air. Like what the fuck? I'm in a club. I can't even see you, nigga. Like what are you talking about?
Say it's cannabis smoke. It's from the earth.
So is nicotine, bitch. Get out of my face.
Get out of here. It stank.
God damn.
That's funny, dog.
It's hard. It's hard. That's hilarious, I'm telling you, man. Like, it's hard out here.
Let's stay with Detroit, man, real quick, man. Have you heard of Mr. Chime Time?
Recently, I've heard from you.
he skipped the production meeting today. It's like, no. But Mr. Chime Time does food reviews. He's from the Carolinas. And he's here, and he's tearing the city up. He got so many people butt hurt and mad. He getting threats from people. They talking about calling Trick. You know
why?
What I'm saying?
Because he's telling the truth about y'all food? Because he being real about
because,
it?
Because he telling, like, yeah, the service was bad and this food is bad. Like, bro, let's just keep it 100, man. Like he went to Cuzzo's over there on Livernois.
Come on, okay.
Have you ever been to Cuzzo's?
I've seen it. You know me. I've seen it.
Chicken and waffles.
I do like chicken and waffles. I do like them separately, not together. But like I do like them. Like Bougie. Right. But I'm not opposed to going to some place like that. But just how it looked, nigga. I live in Detroit. I know.
When it first opened, I went. I was like, it's a black-owned restaurant. It's new and. The service was okay.
What was the name of the soul food restaurant in the early 2000s, late 90s, where everybody swore by and then this
Steve
nigga
soul food?
And ended up closing and getting shut down and shit because of all sorts of health violations. That's why he was operating out of a fucking van, right?
Yeah, then they had a truck, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not, like, this ain't hate. This is just being real. Like, some niggas, like, people open restaurants and cleanliness does not become the most important thing.
He went to Cuzzo's and he just, you know, just basically just, he just busted it down. Like the waffle, you know what I'm saying? Man, some of the chicken like wasn't like seasoned or, you know, you could tell a lot of effort wasn't put into it. He went to Sweetwater. That's been the one that really, Cuzzo's blew people up. And then Sweetwater blew people up too because people swear by Sweetwater.
But you done had Sweetwaters before. Like that shit not good.
I guess I didn't have it when it was slapping.
I've had it twice.
Shout out to the homie Mark G. He was like, he used to bang back in the day. I know he used to DJ downtown a lot. You know.
Man, I worked downtown. I had this shit twice. It's not good.
It's not nothing not spectacular. Good. You can make fried chicken at the crib.
Man,
you know
I can make
saying?
Like fried chicken that don't taste like trash. Like that shit tastes like trash, man. Like
he busted it down. Then he went to this place called Just Turkey. And it was like old turkey chops and like the wings just was like, the wings needed to be defeathered. Like a couple little strands, okay, whatever.
No,
but see, you right. You shouldn't have no strands of
I'm not on the wild catching,
chicken.
Nigga. I paid you to do that shit.
Yeah,
like, what?
Yeah, it shouldn't be no feathers in the box.
The fuck,
that's
man.
That's unacceptable. But like, shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Just putting the time into it. But then he do go places and tell you it's good. He went to Taco El Gordo. It's a taco truck out in the Southwest. And
that's the taco truck we used to go to when we went out to the fucking, when me and Floyd used to go.
No, that was called like, that had a different name. It's like, it had a different name.
I mean, like, but if you go into a Roach Coach, that shit gonna be good. Like,
stop,
that shit is
man,
delicious.
I can't stand you, man.
What?
Like, Roach Coach.
I'm sorry.
Dog, anyway. I'm just, they had the Berea pizza. you know, niggas. A fried pizza. The Badia pizza.
Yeah.
He had one of those. Man, that mug looks so good. Like, I want to go get one. We should, like, on some bullshit.
Fried shit. Mexican fried shit is delicious, yeah, dog. I ain't lying, nigga. That shit's delicious.
I swear, I like Italian food. Mm. But if you made me choose, I'd definitely be on some Mexican.
Hey, man, you see where when we went to San Diego. Hey, dog, let's go. Damn. We ate all fucking Mexican food. Like, that's all we ate.
All the time.
That shit was delicious.
Man, dude.
I miss that place so much.
It make you regular.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's going to go up in you. Come on.
Yeah, it's definitely going to come out of you, right? As quick as it got in you.
But bottom line, with the Chime Time thing, man, he got all of Detroit all butt hurt. And it's like people just like, he been got getting threats. And it's like, y'all, instead of all of this crap, why don't you just do better?
I love people who threaten people on the internet.
Put a little bit of love and effort into your food.
Yeah, and stop proving how much you a pussy you are by commenting.
Threatening people on the internet.
Making mean comments and not putting your name. Put your name at least.
He got into it with the other influencer from Detroit. Basically, the influencer was talking about his hair, like he with the bald haircut. He went. That's how he came out on him. You know what I'm saying? Talking shit.
And then my man came back at him for?
Because he came here and he being real. The other dude that was attacking him, all his joints where he going to review few is set up. They got a nice table set up and the camera is set up nice and he's sitting at the table.
He's probably getting paid for it. Yeah, you're definitely getting paid.
You're getting the best of the best. Him, he just go in randomly and spend money and tip him. He tipped one restaurant $2,000. You know what I'm saying? So, dude, he be out here doing it. Kind of like the Keith Lee guy. Check it out and formulate your own opinion. Yep. But the bottom line is like, why y'all letting this dude come in here and get y'all so butthurt? Do better.
I mean,
if had been somebody here talking this, it's okay for, we can talk shit, but he can't because he's not from here. Like, man, y'all better get the hell on with that. Just do better.
I mean, like, but to keep it a buck, like, I don't expect nothing different from people. Like, to be accountable, like, to actually say, like, this motherfucker came here and said my food sucked. Before I even try my food, I'm going to just attack him. Like, you obviously know your food ain't the shit. Like, that's what you telling me. Like, I can't play them games with you. Like, nigga, you know your shit terrible. Like, the Sweetwater Wings. If you go on Yelp and you look at the worst reviews that everybody says, like, I don't understand. And I get it. It's the internet. But, like, it's the consistency of it. Like, this shit is terrible. Like, the wings, like you pointed out with one, like, the wings was old. Like, if you go, you read, like, I know old wings when I see them. Like, I'm saying, like, people been saying this shit for years, and you just ain't done shit about it.
Or sometimes you do go places and, like, what you, like, you know, they'd be giving you some seasoned fries. And it won't really be seasoned fries. Yep. You just be like, man, y'all just took some fries and put pepper on them.
But the thing is like, you, like, if you, especially if you worked at a restaurant, and, like, people don't really do this a lot, but, like, you worried that if you said, like, hey, man, like, my shit ain't right. Like, I'm sitting back in the kitchen with some nigga that might be like, oh, it ain't right, I gotta cook this shit again. Or some dumb shit like that. Like,
and plus, you always want to be art, because you know, like, the thing, then customer service. Hey, this is kind of cold, and you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, remember when we went to Olive Garden last time, and I almost broke my tooth on the fucking peppercorn, and the guy, or whatever that foot, because it wasn't a peppercorn, but whatever, when the guy came over there, he never came back to adjust the bill.
He didn't. It was up to you. You had to go holler at him.
Yep, and I remember that, so we're not going back there. Like, I'm not about to argue and fucking pitch a bitch. If my tooth had came out, that was an entirely
different story. Yeah.
But, like, you know, I ain't hurt, so fuck you. I'm just not coming back.
But we gotta do better instead of getting mad and talking shit because of what he said, man. Just do better, man. And the influencer, I forgot his name, but I ain't about to give him no pub. But I'm just saying, but dog, you can't get mad at him for coming. It's like DJing. If I'm gonna get mad at this dude because he came in here and he's doing what I'm doing, what? I need to step my game up.
If you're mad at an influencer, like, you need to go learn the English language. It's literally in what he's called, what he does. Like, there's bias in it. You influence people to do something.
Yeah,
you
right.
Like, what the fuck are we? Why are you upset? What is going on here?
All he did was come and eat the food and give in his opinion. He don't be trashing all the restaurants, but shoot, the truth is the truth.
The truth is the truth.
And I mean, you know when you get some chicken and it was cooked with love and it's seasoned well and they, like, you know, they dipped it in the egg wash and then hit it with some hot sauce and then dipped it in the panko, you know.
And if you don't know, order 10 minutes before the restaurant closed. You'll find out.
You know when they seasoned the flour and when they didn't.
Yep.
Come on, man. Don't act like you didn't know
And if
that.
You don't, that means you don't cook a lot and you should probably start
just,
cooking.
You should probably just hush.
You know what good food is, real shit.
Exactly.
Like,
so that's
be healthy
all.
Too. Like, that's good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, quit eating all that fried shit. Breezecast episode 41. Shout out to Coalition DJs, Detroit, Pirelli TV app, worldwide, baby. Shit, keeping in Detroit, the Lions. Shout out to the Lions, man. We in the NFC championship game. Man, they played great these last couple weeks. They squeaked by L.A., but I'm glad we beat them and beat Matt Stafford. He was sizzly, and who cares? Get out of here. His wife was mad because she didn't get a suite, so what?
And Detroit didn't suck their dick. They was mad about that, too. Matthew Stafford, you're the greatest.
But anyway, yeah, so I'm just glad we beat them. And then we moved on to the next week.
Tampa Bay.
And we beat Tampa Bay. But in all of that, all they talking about on TV is the damn Dallas Cowboys and how the Cowboys imploded and who going to get fired and who don't need to be the quarterback. And
when I came in the house, you was like, man, like I almost wanted to be, I mean, like I want this anyway, like Baltimore versus Detroit, because I can't lose in that situation.
The blackest Super Bowl ever.
Like, I can't lose in that situation, but like.
In the blackest stadium ever, because they playing at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. You know, it's a big ass black stadium.
Maybe guys trying to tell everybody something.
Yeah. Go black.
Go black. But anyway, like, just the... Fuck, you made me with that shit. You made me forget what I was talking about. What'd I say?
We was talking about if it was the Ravens and...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, you
Lions
so you brought up
Super
Dallas.
Bowl.
Like,
oh,
you,
Dallas.
You watch ESPN, like, you... Yeah, like, maybe then they'll talk about both teams if that actually happens. Or maybe we'll get to San Francisco, what happened with San Francisco and what happened with Kansas City versus, you know, actually talking about the teams that won.
Yeah, because even this past weekend after we did great and won the game, it was still more talk about still Dallas lingering and then talking about Josh Allen and why how come he didn't win and the championship window was closing. And blah, blah, blah.
Why are we still talking about losers?
This is our first with Uncle Shannon Shay. Uncle Shay Shay. What do you say? No, Cat Williams was like, why do you associate yourself with losers?
Exactly.
But I'm just saying, like, we are... In the NFC Championship game.
Never been there before.
Not in the modern era. You know, since the 50s
We did. We made it there in when we won our last playoff game. We was the number one seed. We played Washington and got our...
Okay, this was
smoked.
Like in 93
91,
or something. 91.
Something like that.
Back in the day. You know what I'm saying? But we haven't been in forever. That should be the story, but it's more about Jerry Jones and Jerry World. But
and well, you want to know why the Dallas Cowboys are worth so much money, take a look at ESPN. Thank ESPN for it.
Fact.
They give them all the pub. They give them everything. Yep. Anything that happened. You're talking about these motherfuckers' families. Hey, man, this team in a city that's been broke down for years, this team coming up just like the city, and you can't find no optimism in that? You don't think that maybe we need some optimism around
Stephen
this motherfucker?
Stephen A. Smith talking about, if you go out to the outskirts, it's like a desert town and blah, blah, blah. He had to come back on TV and fix it. Because it was like, man, shut your ass up. Like, dog, I be, Stephen A., you be getting on my nerves. You be about this close. Just relax, man.
He know how to walk the line. But
still, it's like, why you got to come talking crap about Detroit? Like, man, we winning football games. We in the NFC Championship. And we might go to the Super Bowl. It's cool.
So in your lifetime, think of any Detroit team that won besides the Red Wings that was actually celebrated.
The Pistons. They didn't want the Pistons to win.
They didn't want the Pistons to win any time they won.
We wasn't sexy because we was a team.
And they played defense. And it was about hard work and what you did on the court. Like, who wants that shit? Hard work. Meritocracy.
Man. Ah. Wow. By the way. Be careful in Detroit. The feds is here, and they own it. They getting anybody with, like, illegal Lions gear. If you selling, like, illegal Lions gear that's not, you know, NFL shit, they on your ass. There was somebody on 6 Mile whose shop got raided, and they busted it up and all that shit.
So that's what we care about. We care about the Detroit Lions, who ain't done shit for the city in 20 years, making sure they get their merchandise right. Like, give me a fucking break. Y'all just started winning. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's going on.
That's crazy.
So just, you know, because I know plenty of homeboys who make shirts, so if you know... Who knows? If they see you making a lion shirt, they might be trying to come and get you, and that's some bullshit.
But
man.
The thing about it is, like, y'all jacked the price up on everything because the team is winning. The apparel then went up 25%. The tickets went up almost 2,000%.
Yeah, and then talk about all the money they generating from the city.
So you mean,
gonna make money? They gonna make money because we winning.
All that money,
but it gotta be greedy.
But all that money is from Oakland County primarily because those are the people who can fucking afford the tickets. Those are the people coming here.
But at the same time, it's plenty of people from the city that go to them games that go and they can afford to go. It's people that go.
Let's see. I want to see that next year. I do. With the raising ticket prices.
Oh, it's going to be different now.
Like, I want to see that. And watch them how quickly them folks that don't live from Detroit start coming to Detroit talking about some Go Lions. Go Lions. Yay. Yay. Just watch. You know it's coming.
And they're going to fill in 375 and make it apartments in a mall.
When the team get big, then all of a sudden, all of a sudden, the cost of living in Detroit is going to skyrocket, right? Give me a fucking break.
Man, anyway, aside from all of that bureaucracy.
God damn. This is supposed to be talking about the Lions.
Yeah,
they
I know. Took a left. But you ain't lying, though. It's the truth, man. You got to look at both sides. Back to the game. Shout out to all the money they generated for the city, though.
Yeah,
for
real shit. All the businesses that got on.
Is flourishing down there and getting money. That's dope. But I think they can win this weekend.
I do, too.
That's what it is.
I'm satisfied. I can't.
I am, too.
I'm satisfied.
If this is where the train stopped. You know what I'm saying? It's like we had a great season.
I'm satisfied for this year.
But at the same time, considering where we came from.
Next year, I'm going to expect you, like, all you're doing is adding expectations at this point.
Yeah, because, like, next year, you can't go back and be 7-9.
No, nigga, I don't. But please, please.
You know what I'm saying? That'll be the bullshit. Be like, remember that one season we was, like, good? But it still be crazy seeing them, like, march down the field and make plays consistently. And you'd be like, damn.
At this point,
this is
you
what it's
gotta
like to
believe
watch a good football
it.
Team
yeah,
in
you,
your city.
You got to believe it at this point. Like, it was some periods during the season, like, especially when they had that rough patch.
Buffs for everybody.
Yeah, real shit. Yeah, if they win, the Lions need to give buffs to everybody in Detroit.
Yeah, everybody get them. Buffs for everybody. I got these woods, though. I ain't gonna lie. But for everybody. Let's go Detroit.
Yeah, fucking.
Boss up and get this money, boy. My bad.
I seen some random white dude in the stands that they were showing. He had on some Cardis.
Yep. Was he doing the blade dance?
No, he wasn't doing the dance, but he just had them on, like, cheering and shit. I was like, look at this.
Detroit City, baby. Like, people don't even know what that is. The one dude did it in the end zone, and the whole city went crazy.
The motherfucking Stephen A. Smith, like, you really should shut your mouth. You wear Cardis all the motherfucking time, nigga. Like, I'm just saying, like.
Jocking Detroit style. I'm just saying. Wear glasses.
On the outskirts, though, huh?
Yeah. man, whatever, dog. What else we got going on, man? Real quick, let's take a little detour, man, real fast, on some random shit. I told you about Sexy Red, right? She had a baby shower.
You didn't tell me. You said you wanted to show me
a picture. It's a video, actually. And the video is kids in the background. And it's a baby shower where it's like family. And it's a family event where you're celebrating the birth of your child that's to come into the world.
So what song did she sing?
it's a picture. It's no sound. I'm just gonna show you this picture, and you're just gonna, you know. But it's supposed to be a time where you celebrate the child that's coming into the world. You get some gifts. You know, it's family time. Good
maturity.
Good food. You have a DJ. You know, maybe you know some music. Nothing crazy. You know, no cussing music. I wouldn't think, because it's grandma's there and your mama and them. You know,
you a DJ. You've been at parties.
That's just me.
But you've been at parties.
I know sometimes people want to get ratchet. Yeah. But it's I just feel like, you know, my baby. If I have a baby shower, my wife, you know. She ain't gonna take no picture like this. She gonna have her dress on, be elegant, you know. Hopefully it's in the summertime, you know what I'm saying?
Please show me what this pregnant bitch is.
I'm just like.
Please.
At the baby shower. In the clip, she like, my booty stank or something, then laugh or something.
Well, at least she on brand. At least the bitch is on brand,
yeah,
I can say that.
Got his whole face in the cakes at the baby shower.
That's her. Please tell me that's her baby daddy.
Look. I hope so, look, man. I'm about 99% sure. I'm just saying. I just saw this and was like, wow, man. Like, where are we at? What are we doing? You know what I'm saying?
That's what we glorify.
All I'm just gonna say this: it's nothing wrong with putting your face in a woman's butt if that's what you want to do. By all means,
yeah. If you had a girlfriend to marry, you done that shit. Like, it is what it is.
Some women. I'm not gonna go there, but I'm just saying. But this here, bro,
it's a time and place.
It's a time and a place for everything.
For everything.
It's a time and a place, man. You can be the booty man with the ladies.
Maybe not in front of her,
at the baby shower.
In front of her mama and her granny, you got your face in her
ass.
That's
all I'm saying, man.
Hey, man, we done legislated
shame. As a woman, too. Like,
don't call her a woman.
Because I'm like, the women that I know. That I've cared about, they would be like, that's not acceptable.
She is a girl. Women are mature. Women don't do things like that. That's a girl. That's a pregnant girl with some little boy with his face in her ass. Like, good job. I would love to tell you that I'm shocked by it. unfortunately, I live in this world and I see all sorts of shit.
It seems like it's just getting crazier and crazier.
Well, I mean, who, what would we, like, in a situation like that, like, wouldn't your mother or your grandmother,
somebody, my mama,
yeah, would be like, somebody, my mother for goddamn sure, you're gonna walk up and be like, what the fuck are you doing? You at your baby shower, sweetheart. Like, you don't act like that. This is not a club. Like, some real grown shit.
Yeah. If you do that at the club, that's your business.
But given how she, her disposition, I feel like if you said that to that bitch, she gonna lose her shit.
They had the one chick, the one young lady, she's a teacher, and she was like in the class that she was teaching a dance class, and the kids was rude, like, you know, shut up, bitch. You know what I'm saying? They was like, we wanna hear Sexy Red. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta get out.
Pound town. And she was like crying. You know, she was emotional about it because she was like, your little kids are listening. You know what I'm saying? And Sexy Red, you think she'd be like, yeah, the kids don't need to listen to that. No, she was like, shut up, bitch.
Hey, you think anybody gonna call your mama a bitch?
No.
Ain't nobody gonna call my mama a bitch. No. Like, and that's not because I'm gonna do something. This is because my mother's gonna do something. She gonna put, especially a child?
Yeah, this was a young girl.
Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
He just was like, damn, though.
But you gotta let the kids have their opinion because they pay for shit and do shit, I guess. I don't know. You ask somebody, the kid that I take care of, she ain't got no opinion. Not about shit like that.
You ain't see the video where the dad was riding with his son. He was like, his son was complaining because he made him shovel like the snow. And he was like, the boy was, I got a job and I ain't trying to shovel nobody's snow. When I look like I'm slaving outside shoveling somebody's snow, they can shovel their own snow. And the way he was going, he was talking to his dad. He did sound a little spicy the way he was talking, you know? But, you know, it was like, you don't talk to your dad like that. You put all that
I'd
to the side.
I'd have got punched.
Exactly.
I'd have got punched.
You don't talk to your dad.
Who you like fuck that. Is you talking to?
Yeah, he was
I
like,
clothe, feed, I do everything for you, and I ask you to shovel some fucking snow, and you...
Whether you got a job or not, you still be happy because you I'm allowing you to be able to have that job and keep all of your money. You know what I'm saying? If it was a real world, you wouldn't have enough money to do nothing.
Yup. And you going to complain.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, at the end of the day, like, I don't fault a child for, like, shit like that. Because children don't know. They know what we teach them. It's the adults. If your kid talk to you like that and you let it, don't be surprised when 10 years later when that kid is in jail or to beat somebody's ass or you gotta clean some shit up.
Or got beat up.
Yeah, or got beat up or in some cases live with his grandma and don't do shit. Like, don't be surprised if that's what happens. Like, you don't make, like, women can't make men, and doing shit like that don't make a man either, because a man got to be accountable for himself and what he do.
Everybody got to be accountable. Men and women have to be accountable for what they do.
Well, that's, I mean, I didn't give up.
That's a people thing.
I didn't give up on, like, women and doing that shit.
Whether like it or
real
don't
shit,
like
I gave
it.
Up on men doing the shit, too. I didn't give up on people being accountable.
Breezecast episode 41, Coalition DJs, Pirelli TV app worldwide. What up? So we about to, we gonna...
He really said that shit to his daddy?
Huh?
He really said that shit to his daddy?
What?
Like, man, I got a job. Like,
yeah, he did. He went in and it was like,
and the dad just recorded it.
Yeah, it's on social media. I'll show it to you after we get done up here.
So that's the new way of punishing kids when they say some dumb shit, you put it on the internet instead of like actually talking to them.
He basically was on some like, when we was kids, we would be out here ready to go shovel the snow so we could hustle and make some money.
Yeah,
like,
so I can go buy me a pair of Jordans or something. You know what I mean?
Like, real shit. Like, hey mama, I made $75. Can you help me? You know what I'm saying?
You took the initiative and made some money on your own? Yeah, I got $40 for you. I got $50 for you. Here you go.
Yeah, back in the day, the Jordans was what?
$120.
So if you got $40, if you got $75.
You more than halfway there.
You pretty, they'd be like, all right, I'll throw you a little hot little couple dollars. Don't ask me for shit.
Yep.
She's going to say that.
You're going to get that at the end. But if you hear that, you good.
Yeah, you like, cool. Now I ain't going to ask you for nothing.
Yep.
I got the shoes.
Till the next one's come out.
I know I can eat food here.
Yeah, that's the only place.
Cause ain't gonna be no extras.
When you was a kid, stop playing. You ain't think about that shit. Like, where I'm gonna eat at? Yeah, you knew, just wasn't
you
in
knew
your
you
conscious.
Was gonna be eat at home.
There's some shit here, boy.
Milwaukee Bucks, man.
This
my man,
shit
my man
here,
had
boy.
Dog ass record, winning record.
He was 30 like 30, and 12.
Yep, dog ass record. And he still got fired. And then they're gonna bring in Doc Rivers. Doc can't win in Game 7. Can't. 3-1 lead, can't win the series, Rivers. That's what they're going to bring in.
I heard Brian Windhorst putting up, like, the worst defense for him, ever. It was like, I know, like, the Game 7 shit, but, like, in the last place he played, he had a superstar player that decided that he didn't want to play the same way and all of this shit. I'm listening to it. I'm like, ain't the coach's job to motivate the players to get them to play a specific way in this system?
True. But then at the end of the day, if you just want to be an asshole, you can just be an asshole. Somebody broke it down. It was like, you was with the Clippers and had the squad, and you didn't win.
Yep.
You was with Boston. You got three Hall of Famers.
Won one ring.
You won one ring. Then you went to Philly. Was it Philly next?
Yep.
Or was it back to the Clippers?
No, it was Boston, Philly. Orlando, actually. Boston,
that was at the beginning.
Philly.
He did good in Orlando. He did. But they had like a 42-game losing streak before he got up out of there. And they had T-Mac on that team.
Yeah, T-Mac, that the back hurt, broke down, you know, starting to be broke down, T-Mac.
True. But then he was in Philly. He didn't win. And, you know, you blame that. You got the MVP and you had James Harden. But then, okay, James Harden. Now you about to go here. You got Giannis and Dame. And so it's just interesting how I go.
No, it's just, to you me, know what it is. It's a name.
If they don't win, it's a failure.
It's a name. Like, you just went and got a name. You talking about you want a championship coach. I mean, it's more than just him out there. You could have went and got, Jeff Van Gundy. I know he didn't win a championship, but
Mark
real
Jackson.
Shit, I was like, the NBA apparently hates those two men because they sound so great on TV that they hate them. Then, you know,
don't
they keep
want
it,
them on TV.
They keep it real as fuck.
Mark Jackson be on camera on show now.
Good.
He paying them, of course.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. He should, like, it's like, what are we saying that is more than just like everything in sports is supposed to be about what you earn, right? This motherfucker had a 30-12 record.
Went through 15 different interviews over, you know, a course of some years to be able to get the opportunity, and then they cut you off in the middle of the season, and you winning.
Like, what is this? So
they be talking about Giannis saying they weren't prepared and stuff like that, you know. And then he fired Terry Stotts, who was like his, you know, assistant, but like somebody who was a veteran at coaching and stuff to help him, and he got rid of him. So I don't know, man.
I'm starting not to like Giannis though. Like, I gotta keep it a buck with you. Like, I get that you are a superstar. But, like, nigga, you don't, like, you talk like you the fucking team owner sometimes. Like, we don't need to do that. We're going to do this. Put my brother on the team, even though he's trash.
Yeah, they be going in about the Nassus, about why he's on the team.
You've seen him
hoop.
You've seen him hoop.
But at the end of the day, he the big star who won a championship and an MVP in a small market. He run that team. Because if they leave, they're not going to go back to irrelevance.
But that market, that idea isn't just in, like, with the small markets. In basketball, like, that's what it looks like. But in the corporate, like, in the big-name corporate world, it's the same shit. Except for the corporations are Giannis and you the fucking team. Because they fuck you whenever they want to. Make you do, and you know what I mean? Like, so what are we really glorifying here? Like, nobody won in this equation. The Bucks didn't win because they looked like some pussies.
They was dancing in the game they had last night. They was like dancing before the game and shit.
How you think this man who, like, 15 years I've been trying to get this job.
And I get it.
And I'm winning.
And I'm winning.
What the fuck am I coaching for? What the fuck? If you're not a big name, you might as well quit coaching right now because this is what's going to happen to you. Fire your ass for nothing. I can't. I like Damian Lillard. I want him to win a chip, but I don't want Milwaukee to win shit. Fuck.
Breezecast episode 41, man. You can still be doing good and you still get fired. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck, man. Ain't never good enough, huh?
Yeah, never. Never, never.
You should have only lost 3 games and won the in-season tournament. Man. You're fired. Whew. See how that's working out for the team that won that shit?
Yeah, if they don't win the championship, it's a bust, man. So, period. Before we get out of here, something that's near and dear to both of our hearts is video games. Don't get to play them as much as I used to, because, you know, life be life, and then, you know, you got stuff to do. But
you want
to
afford them video games, you can't sit and play them all day.
Exactly. And plus, you know, it's women out here.
Yeah, that part too. that definitely that part.
But it ain't nothing sometimes, like, on a boring ass day when ain't shit to do, maybe it's snowy or rainy outside, enjoying a great video game.
Or some game come out that you've been looking at and you like,
I want to play that. And you can then play it at your leisure.
Yep. Some shit you might even take a day off for.
Maybe. You know?
Rare occasions.
And get it in and enjoy that mug. Maybe like a Grand Theft Auto. But anyway, these games nowadays, man, it's getting to the point where they're going to be $100. Mm-hmm. I keep hearing about it. You know, they'll have a game come out and the base game is $70.
Yep.
Then they got like a upgraded version that's $90.
$90, yep.
And then depending on what's going on, it's another one that's upwards of $100. It could possibly be $200.
Typically, that collector's edition is going to run you over $150.
Depending on what it is.
I haven't seen a collector's edition, like, not recently.
It's been some games that have been more than $150, like, for the collector's edition.
That's the Call of Duty standard.
The Call of Duty one with the remote.
The one, the remote control car I got, that was, oh, that was $200. The Batarang shit was $150. Your Grand Theft Auto shit,
that was $150.
Yeah, like that's the, that used to
but
be.
That, a, but that was, that $150, you got the game, you got all the extra maps and shit, you got a hat, you know what I'm saying? You got that, yeah, you got a ball cap. You
yeah,
got
a, it was worth $150?
Yes.
Yeah, it was?
That was.
Where's all the shit now?
The bag is around here. The hat, man, somebody stole it.
Okay, what
the hat was called. It said Los Santos. I wish I still had that hat because I would wear that hat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, like, that's kind of my point. Like, $200 is for a, to buy stuff that I could get on my own probably for cheaper. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But the thing with me is the base games. You charging me $100?
For the base game.
For just the game? And you going to try to nickel and dime me with microtransactions after that? What are we doing here? Inflation is starting to be just a reason to overcharge people.
Yeah. Even like going back to the Chime Time thing. It's places he go where they, he like to, went to one place where they charge $13 for a chicken sandwich.
Yes.
Just because. And then we opened it up, it wasn't even nothing.
It's not $13.
Yeah, it wasn't worth $13.
Yeah, but that's what companies are doing. There's capitalism used to be, the benefit to capitalism was that because of the competition, prices typically went lower and you got better goods because you were trying to outdo your competition. But that's not the case anymore. And video games are an example of that. All the companies decided that we move into digital and they starting to slowly move away from physical shit.
Yeah, having a physical copy of the game, that's like...
All of the companies decided that we're going to charge this for a game. Like, that's it. And like, you, as a video gamer, like, the only way we still get pull is because, you know, we was in that space where we could afford our own shit and we was the majority of people buying it. So you had to acquiesce to us. But now the kids is coming up and you buying the shit for your kids more so than you. And your kid don't give a fuck about none of the shit you talking about because he didn't grow up like you did. He don't understand that I'm like, we overpaying for this shit because when this shit started, it was real simple, cut and dry. Here's your game. Everything is on it. It's finished. That's the most important thing. The game's finished too.
Yeah, and then now it don't even be finished and they'll be upgrading and putting patches in for different stuff. Like, just look at Madden. Look at 2K, the way they tweak the shot mechanics every other week, you know?
Improve the game. I'm not mad about that.
Yeah, do that. But like, you just go back to Cyberpunk 2077 where the game wasn't done. You be playing through the game and cars be floating, or you just can't access this area because it's a glitch, or certain missions you can't finish because the game
won't like up. Yeah, it's fucked
it won't
up.
Allow you to, so you just stuck. You know what I'm saying? That's unacceptable.
That shit.
And then you want to charge more for the game?
Yeah, and then you want like that part too? What you just said? Like, I recently got a flat tire and had to go get my tire changed. The nigga wanted the money before he put the tire on my car. Like I told him, I don't know where you from, but I don't pay nobody until they fucking do what they supposed to. And with these video game companies, it's the same shit. Like, nigga, like, you want this money? Finish the game. Do what you supposed to do.
Yeah, come holler at me. Make sure the product is ready to go. That's simple shit. Make something. Make sure that when I buy it, I'm satisfied. Like, it works. It does what it's advertised to do.
Your satisfaction is not a company's concern. Money is. Period. The end. And until we as a society be like, that's not no longer acceptable.
Yeah, because video games be $100. I'm going to mess around and keep, still have my video games, but it's going to be, I'm going to be buying like old stuff or mess around. That's really you really going to have a collection or something.
You know me, I'm gonna buy it, and you know me. I'm bitching and complaining because I know I'm gonna cough it up like I did, you know, and they know that shit.
Man, though, but think about it.
Some shit I'm gonna stop buying, but if I want something, I'm not gonna be like, oh, it's $100. I'm gonna go buy it. They know.
That's a hustle harder. And plus, shoot, I figure you ain't gonna buy as many games.
It ain't just all, they 90% of them trash anyway.
Yeah, true. And then plus, if we allowed to do what we've been doing, shoot, we'll split the cost. Be like, what's coming out? What bad?
Don't put that out there. Like, next generation, they might be like, we ain't gonna stop doing that shit.
Never again.
Yeah, these motherfuckers
never
are getting
again.
You see what Netflix did? They hurried up. Like, their subscriber shit went up almost 200% because of the anti-cheating shit.
Yeah, we were sharing Netflix passwords. Man, come on, dog. Breezecast episode 41. Shout out to everybody. Coalition DJs TV, Pirelli TV. Make sure you download the app so you can watch this in your pocket wherever you at.
watching in your pocket.
Yeah, wherever you at.
Hey, if you a lady, I don't mind being in your pocket. Hey, if you a man, you get to get me the fuck out your pocket. I don't have immediately. To do with that, immediately.
Women, yeah. Shout out to all the beautiful
put me
ladies.
In your back pocket.
Shout out to all the beautiful ladies.
Be
out
like
there.
My man is Simply Red, except for can't nobody see me.
Simply Red. What is you talking
oh,
about?
Oh yeah, whatever that. I don't that's how
yeah,
much
yeah, you be fucking it up.
That's
every
how
time.
Much she don't matter. That's how much this bitch like don't even be in my head. Like I refuse to remember her name.
Yeah, Sexy Red.
Okay.
You insulting, you making Simply Red mad. I got an email from him. He said, hey, I like the show and what y'all doing. Y'all funny. You know what I'm saying? Cool breeze. Fuck with you. Your man's though.
Tell that's always
tell him don't mention me and my name and her name in the same sentence. Don't do that shit. He said, I made holding on through the years.
I love
she
that
ain't
song.
Make shit like that.
No, she make
that
trash.
Was in the email. He said, get your fucking shit together.
All right. Look, today was a shining example of me trying to tone it down. And I'm going to tell you, like, I'm not doing this shit again.
You, it's cool. You did.
Next
good.
Week, it's going to be back to fucking.
I didn't have to say.
You don't have to put your hand up at me. Pop me on my leg real quick underneath. Like, stop saying that shit. What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's all good, man. But you know, we'll be back next week, man.
I'm not doing
sure.
it next week.
For sure.
I'm not doing it next week. It's back to life.
Saying, let it rip.
It's back to let it go.
So, yeah, good vibes for the Lions this weekend, Sunday, 6:30.
If they lose, we can no longer do shows.
No,
the Lions in the playoffs.
It's okay.
It's okay. I'm going to be like, this is my this. We didn't do
no,
the fucking
man,
show
I ain't
for
going there, man, because I don't know. Man, they've been doing good. They going let's go. You know, they're on the road this time, but
no Debo Samuels, though. No Debo. And if Brock Purdy play like he did last week, we got a good chance of winning. We got a good chance of winning.
And shoot, if we can get that run game going like we get, like we have, it's going to be trouble for
that's
going
to be, I.
Fred Warner is a beast.
This game is going to be won in the trenches. If our offensive line show up like they've been showing up, like we got a shot. But if them niggas like Frank Ragnar, I'm worried about him. That nigga whole leg about to come off, dog.
He still played.
He still played.
Hey, quick before we go, what you think about Jim Harbaugh dipping from Michigan, going to the Chargers?
He won the national. He came back and rebuilt that program. It's actually Michigan football because Rich Rod made it something else. So, like, I'll forever be grateful to him for that. And, I mean, like, he's not a bad coach. He's not a bad guy. And the NCAA was clearly after his ass. Like, I don't blame you. Like, you see what he said afterwards? Like, these players need to be paid more and all of this shit. And they ain't got the fuck on. I love it.
They need to be paid. All right, I'm going to the Chargers.
I love it, dog. Like, fuck the NCAA, man.
Yeah,
that was some bullshit.
Yeah, that's a trip, man. Get your money while you can. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but and also, the benefit of this is, like, Michigan don't have to go on no coaching search. They already got their coach.
Yeah,
they saw that.
Sharon Moore.
His trial was during the season, and he beat Ohio State.
Just don't be crying after the game no more, bro. Just win the game. Don't be crying.
I like it. I like how you. I like how people want to get on him for crying, for showing emotion and being a grown up, like in the moment. Like I won. Like this is a big deal, and this man put me on, and y'all fucking like showing some emotion is weak, huh?
No.
Yes, it is.
No,
yes,
it's
it
not.
Is.
I didn't say it was weak. You can do it. Just don't be crying on TV after every win. That's all. Don't make it a tradition.
Hey, so if you a man, don't show no emotion.
I didn't say that. You should show emotion. The reason why some people is toe up because they don't show no emotion. You got to let it out. But just don't be crying.
Don't do it on national TV where people can see you because then you're going to be a butt of a joke.
Yes. There you go. You can, but we're going to clown you, though. Snot, bubbles, and crying. Breeze cast.
I can't wait to catch your motherfucking ass crying. I'm going to put that shit on there.
Real men cry sometimes.
No, they don't.
On the toilet by themselves with the door closed. And I'm out. Breeze cast episode 41. We'll see y'all next week. Biatch.